Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. And we're rocking and rolling here in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Chamber of Commerce offices in downtown Birmingham, Alabama, having a great time visiting with all these entrepreneurs. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it just doesn't get any better for me than to be able to talk to all these great people, all these smart small business owners and entrepreneurs, and even one attorney. How about that, an attorney who got nominated as an entrepreneur? She must have really done something special to be recognized by small business owners. Not that we don't love our attorneys, not that at all. It's just that that was pretty cool. I'm excited about being in front of Mark Porter. Mark is with Porter Capital Corporation here in Birmingham, Alabama, and they provide financing for folks. And lots of different ways, and we're going to even tell us about that. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Congratulations on being nominated for Entrepreneur of the Year.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about Porter Capital.
Porter Capital offers a number of products for small businesses. We have three distinct products. One is accounts receivable financing for small businesses.
Is that like factoring?
Kind of like factoring. They're trying to grow usually.
Is that a good word to use these days? Is that a word that you'd rather not use?
You know, we use that word.
But it's an old word, isn't it?
I mean, it is an old word.
You guys got new dusted off.
You know, it's more prevalent in the Northeast than it is in the
South. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do factoring, and we do bridge loans for real estate,
right,
short term,
right,
for a few months up to a couple of years.
Like construction loans, that kind of thing?
Developers use it a whole lot,
okay.
Not as much construction.
Yeah.
Are people that need money for like a few months to a couple of years,
right,
until they can get something worked out, and then they look for permanent financing. We're there for a short term.
I got you.
And then we do small ticket leasing, equipment leasing, and it could be any type of equipment. It could be computers.
Automobiles. You do some of that
trucks.
Stuff
then? Yes, we do. And those are our products that we offer.
Now, how long have you been in business?
15 years.
That's right. Right here in Birmingham.
Right here in Birmingham.
How did you get started? That's an interesting business. That's like you're like a quasi bank.
It is. It is a quasi bank.
Without the deposits, right?
Without the deposits. You've got to find your own.
Without the good stuff, huh?
That's right. It was 16 or 17 years ago. I was on a plane coming back from Dallas, Texas, and read an article about factoring.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of intrigued me a bit, and so I started checking, and there was nobody in Alabama doing that, nobody in Mississippi. There were two companies, I think, in Atlanta, and there were only like a couple of hundred companies,
right,
in the country, and so,
wow,
it intrigued me and got started from there.
Tell the audience what factoring is, or accounts receivable financing.
It is actually the purchase of your accounts receivables in order for you to grow your business.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have an invoice that you need to sell now because you have to pay labor now, or you have,
right,
to buy more inventory.
You have to pay in 30 days, and your customers are paying you in 60 days.
That's right.
Yeah. And you need help with that 30 days of capital.
Yeah. And Jim, a lot of times you say it's 30 days, and sometimes it works out to be more like 45 or 60.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In reality.
No, I meant 30 more days beyond the
That's right.
when you have to pay your money.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we provide them the money within 24 hours.
Right.
So.
And you take a little piece of the action.
That's right.
Yeah. What's it usually cost?
It's usually somewhere around 2 to 4% off the invoice.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad for factoring, because in the old days it was a lot more, right?
It was, but you know, there's a lot of competition out there.
And it still could be depending on the risk, right?
It does, and that
if
depends
I've got,
on the
if
rate.
If I've got shaky receivables, it could be more than that, right?
If you've got shaky receivables, somebody may have a hard time doing it, Jim.
Might be not be doing it at all.
That's right.
Well, what's the key to success in your business?
I think it's just helping people, and whether you are going to do business with them or not, a lot,
yeah,
of times they just need some advice on which way they should turn to do something, whether it's financial or whether it's
so you don't just you don't what. Just give them the money. You actually advise people on how to make some good decisions.
Yeah, we do, because it helps us in the long run too to see them be successful.
Right.
It helps their business and it helps ours.
Right. Right. So what would you tell somebody who might want to approach a company like yours? They're sitting there saying, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm out of cash. I've got all this business. See, that's what happens. you see a guy walking down the street with his with the headlights, you know, looking like a deer in the headlights, and he's out of business. He just succeeded himself right out of business. He sold more than his working capital would sustain.
Jim, the number one thing that we would recommend to people that they don't really think a whole lot about is they're really good at producing something, or they're really good at selling something,
yeah,
but they don't think about the financial end,
yep,
until it's way too late.
Way too late.
And if people would just plan a little bit further ahead.
How many times, ladies and gentlemen, how many times have you heard these entrepreneurs say that today? Go ahead.
Yeah, and that helps a lot if you would plan, sit, and think about what it is you're going to do and think about financing. Because a lot of people think about it when they need it. They don't think about it all the time. And I think any entrepreneur, I'd say anywhere from 10 to 20% of your time in your business should be spent planning your financing future, what your needs are going to be.
If somebody told me you're going up on an elevator, 8 floors, with an entrepreneur, you can only tell them one thing, and you got 12 seconds, I would say, understand the relationship between your accounts payable and your accounts receivable days. Accounts payable days and accounts receivable days. Here's 3 seconds back. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely correct. And a lot of people get it out of whack, and when they do, just like you just said, they end up putting themselves out of business by being successful.
And they say, how could I be out of business? How could I be I'm out of cash. I'm profitable. I got all this business. How could that happen? They don't realize it. And they say, did you get the license number?
Yeah, that's exactly
Give us your website.
It's PorterCap, C-A-P, one word, .net.
.net. Now,
yes.
If I'm listening in Colorado or Maine, can I do business with you?
Absolutely.
PorterCap.net.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, congratulations, Mark.
Thank you.
On your award. I'll see you later today.
Okay.
Mark Porter, ladies and gentlemen, with Porter Capital Corporation, and I'll be seeing him later today. He's one of the entrepreneurial winners here, and we're going to choose the Entrepreneur of the Year a little bit later in the day. It's 20.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.